Year three of the King Rice era begins tonight at Monmouth University as the men's basketball team takes to the road, entering the Empire State Non-Conference is where we'll begin the 2013-14 season as the Hawks have traveled up to Long Island to take on the Pride from Hofstra University. Good evening, everyone, and we welcome you to the first broadcast of Monmouth Men's Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. Alongside my broadcast partner this evening, Steve Bazzaz, I am Eddie Acapinti, and we welcome you inside the MAC Sports Complex for tonight's season opening game. We are going to begin this season with someone who knows a lot more about this Monmouth basketball team than Steve and myself do. We're going to steal a few minutes of assistant coach Derek Phelps' time as the Hawks prepare to take on this Hofstra team. Coach, first of all, good evening. How you doing?
Hey, great to be on. What's up, fellas?
It's a great night. College basketball opening across the country this evening, and the Hawks start on the road visiting a Hofstra team that, Coach, before we look at them, we've got to look at your team. This season, so many question marks, so many new faces in uniform for the Hawks. What would you tell to the listeners and the fans right now about this team and where they are right now as the season's getting ready to tip off in about 10 minutes?
Well, we're definitely going to know in the next 15 minutes for sure. Like I said, we got a lot of freshmen. First time on the court, first time on the road, for sure. And I think you tell the guys like that just to go out there, be yourself, play hard for once, and just go out there and do the best you can, and things will come together as a team.
Coach Phelps, the roster has 9 freshmen on it, no seniors on the roster. What are some of the worries that the coaches have when you sport such a young roster going into a season and going into a season opener?
Well, you try to find out who your leader is going to be. You know, you got a lot of young guys. We got some juniors that can step up. We got some sophomores that can step up. They also played some last year, not a significant amount of minutes. Only person you could say that is Andrew Nicholson. And just got to just find out who's going to step up this year. We're going to have some freshmen that's going to step up. So you never know what you might get. But I think overall, we're going to be a good team, and we're going to play solid defense, and I think you're going to be very surprised this year.
Coach, final question for me here in the pregame as we speak with Monmouth assistant Derek Phelps. Coming into this game, you've kind of gone over it. We've talked about it. A lot of new faces. Ironically for Hofstra, they've got a lot of new faces. New coach over there. Have you ever come into a game that I think the teams know so little about each other? Because Monmouth with all the newcomers, Hofstra with all their flux and transfers and guys not playing, and what do we expect tonight, Coach? Well, how do you think tonight plays out?
I think the key is rebound is number one. Who's going to take care of the ball? Who's going to go out there and play hard? And who's going to push themselves to really push their team over the top? But I think the key is, you know, I think Hofstra's a good rebounding team. They got a coach that like to play, you know, matchup zone, try to fool you a little bit. So hopefully our young freshmen can recognize that and just take care of the ball. That's number one.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a few minutes of your preparation tonight. Good luck this evening against Hofstra. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Coach.
That's Monmouth assistant coach Derek Phelps joining us here on our pregame show on the first broadcast of Monmouth University men's basketball this year on the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's pregame show is presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. And I know I speak for my broadcast partner, and I know I speak for those of us associated with the athletics department here, Steve. Thank goodness it's college basketball season.
Eddie, I am so excited to be back here. I'm so excited for the season. And it's really going to be a lot of fun to watch the young Monmouth Hawks develop and get better over the course of the season. And there's so many young guys and so many new faces, but I think the potential that some of these guys have is really through the roof. And it'll be a lot of fun to watch them get better with every practice and every game as the year goes on.
Steve mentioned some of those new faces. Coach Phelps did as well. This is a Monmouth team that comes into this season with 12 underclassmen. That means freshmen and sophomores, 4 juniors and no seniors for Coach King Rice in his third season. In those two seasons as he comes into year number 3, he is 22-41. This is a year of firsts. It's the youngest Monmouth team that we can remember since the 1998-99 season, when between 3 and 5 freshmen started per game for then-coach Dave Calloway. It's also year 1 for Monmouth in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. So you've got one of the youngest teams and one of the most inexperienced teams in the country. Well, they also are taking a step up in class in conference play. And tonight we will get first glimpse of that team as they take on, Steve, a Hofstra team that is equally, and I would say maybe more so, in flux with first-year head coach Joe Mihalik. Enjoyed a ton of success at Niagara, ironically from the MAC, the league that Monmouth is now entering. So the Hawks will miss playing him in league play, but they get him night one in non-conference. Coach Mihalik had a ton of success up in upstate New York. Now taking over a Hofstra team that will only have 10 players in uniform tonight. Wanye Green and Amin Tanksley, two really good guards from Niagara, cannot play tonight. They transferred in the offseason. Another transfer, Brian Bernardi, transferred from SMU, a Staten Island product. He cannot play. And the latest news is freshman guard and the penciled-in starter at point guard, Eliel Gonzalez, he can't play. He has yet to be cleared by the NCAA. That means for Joe Mihalik in day one, game one at Hofstra, he will have 10 players in uniform.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, welcome to the season.
It's quite the story going into this game, where both teams really don't know anything about each other. One thing, and what's interesting going into this game, Eddie, is Hofstra's going to rely a lot on former Monmouth guard Dion Nesmith. Dion Nesmith took advantage of the graduate rule, and he transferred to Hofstra, and he can play right away. And talking to the Hofstra radio guys before the game today, they're expecting Dion to be one of the leaders in the scoring for Hofstra this year.
It is kind of ironic that Hofstra's most experienced player comes from the team in Monmouth with little to no experience on the roster. And Dion will wear tonight for Hofstra number 11. As Hawk fans remember, he was a different number, and he was a good player for Coach King Rice in a couple of seasons.
And something that you pointed out, Eddie, and it's going to be an interesting storyline for Hofstra, they lost their top five scorers from last year. Who's going to score for them? I don't even think they know, really. Dion definitely has the capability of scoring. We saw it the past couple years that he has moments where he can catch fire. I'm actually watching him in warm-ups so far tonight, and he looks like the Dion from 2 years ago, who shot incredible from three-point range. Dion can definitely—he's very capable, and he's going to be one of the guys that Hofstra's going to look to score not only tonight but throughout the year.
He's eligible to play this season right away because he did graduate from Monmouth University, and he'll be playing his fifth and final season. If you remember the whirlwind that he went on, he was a quarterback at Northeastern, then a guard at Monmouth, and then a guard now at Hofstra. So his third college will be his final one. Started 60 of 63 games he played as a Hawk. Averaged 8 points, 2.7 rebounds per game. But now we shift our attention back to this young Monmouth team. I hesitate to call them the baby Hawks, but they really are, Steve. We'll have a projected starting lineup this evening. It will be three guards, a forward, and a center. The lineup that we were given, which tonight is brought to us by our good friends at the Boathouse Bar and Grill, your spot for college and NBA basketball all season long, will be as follows. Deion Jones, Justin Robinson, and Andrew Nicholas will start in the backcourt. Tyrone O'Garrow and Zach Tillman will start up front. That means, Steve, two freshmen will get starts in Robinson and Tillman. And Deion Jones is listed as a junior, but he is really a sophomore. Just played 1 year at Towson. O'Garrow, a true sophomore. Nicholas, a true junior. Josh James will come off the bench. He started in that scrimmage. And then you look up and down the roster, the only player who is not eligible to play this evening is 6-foot freshman guard Bayshawn Mickens, who will miss the year with a torn ACL. Everyone else is eligible to play. And I think I speak for all of us when I say we don't know how this rotation is going to look come game time.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Coach Rice, who he uses off the bench, how his rotations go with the big guys. It's going to be a lot of fun, Eddie. Justin Robinson, the point guard, a little guy, he's listed at, what's he listed at, Eddie? 5'8", he's really probably a little shorter than that, but he's really exciting to watch. He can score, he can get to the rim, but he's little. But he's going to score a lot of points. He's going to be really exciting to watch and watch develop. Zach Tillman, the freshman center, he's very, very skilled. He's got a great left hand. He can play with his back to the basket. It's very rare to see somebody like Zach Tillman, a lot of developed, more skilled and more developed big guys, when they're that big like Tillman, they go to bigger leagues and to bigger conferences. And I think the Hawks got something here and maybe a diamond in the rough in Tillman. If he develops, I think he's going to be a really good player down the road. He really has nice back-to-the-basket skill, and he has a left hand around the rim like he's a lefty, but he's actually a right-handed player.
I know there's some other freshmen that you'll see this evening. The newcomers, as Steve mentioned, went over a few of them. Robinson, Tillman, Josh James, a big recruit from White Plains, New York. Greg Nowak is a player from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that I think people are going to be surprised when they see the amount of playing time that he gets early on this season. Colin Stewart is a redshirt freshman. And then you've got some of the bigs, Chris Brady, Vuk Balatic, and Marcelo Hudiger, all new players for Coach King Rice as we get ready to begin the 2013-14 basketball season in just under 100 seconds. It'll be the Hawks and the Pride from Hofstra University. And it's a much anticipated game. And Steve, I know I speak for both of us when I say a game with more question marks than I think we can remember coming into a season in our time associated with Monmouth University.
It's really exciting, though, Eddie. I can't wait to watch these guys in action and finally in game action. I've seen them in practice so much. It's going to be nice to see them finally against another team, against another opponent, putting it all together.
We are happy to be broadcasting on the Shore Sports Network this evening. If you're tuning in, potentially for high school football, that game is over on 105.7 The Hawk with our good friends Matt Harmon and Kevin Williams. We have you now for Monmouth University men's basketball, the season opener of the 2013-14 season. It'll be the Hawks and the Hofstra Pride. We are so happy and so excited that college basketball season is back. You can hear the game right here on both 1160 and 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, as well as by downloading the Radio Pup app, which is free, searching for WOBM and listening to it on your smartphone. The Mac Sports Complex right now, don't be fooled, folks, we're on the road. It's MACK. It's probably about maybe 25 to 50% full, slowly arriving crowd, good student section. And we are just about ready for basketball. We'll take our first timeout of the season. It'll be a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with starting lineups, and we'll have the tip for you between Monmouth and Hofstra. And it'll be right here on your home for Monmouth Hoops all season long, the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back inside the Mac Sports Complex. We are in Hempstead, New York, for the season opener for the Monmouth Hawks in the 2013-14 basketball season. Let's reiterate that Monmouth starting lineup for you. Three guard alignment to begin the season for Coach King Rice. It'll be led off by freshman point guard Justin Robinson, getting the start in game one of his young career. Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, the other backcourt members, Tyrone O'Garrow, and another freshman, Zach Tillman, will comprise the starting five for head coach King Rice. And again, those starting lineups presented by our friends at the Boathouse Bar and Grill in Belmar. Still actually, Steve, awaiting word on who the fifth Hofstra Pride starter will be. We talked about it in the pregame. They come into the season with, well, they came into the season with 11 able bodies to play. Scratch one off of that. Wanye Green, Amin Tanksley, Brian Bernardi, all cannot play this season because they are transferring. Cross Eliel Gonzalez, a 6'3 freshman guard from Puerto Rico, who came into this season, I would say, with a lot of expectations on his shoulders. He cannot play. He has yet to be cleared by the NCAA. And they're in the process, Hofstra is, of working through the governing body of collegiate athletics to review his initial eligibility. So we'll wait and see who their fifth starter will be. We know four of them that will be sent out by first-year head man Joe Mahalik. Deion Nesmith, former Hawk, he'll get the start at the two-guard position. Zeke Upshaw, tentatively listed as a starter, as well as Jordan Allen and Musa Kone. Still waiting on the fifth starter. Steve, worth mentioning while we get that, these two teams, which were much different looking, played a season ago, and that game was a 91-62 Monmouth win. I know we were both there. How different are these two teams now compared to that game, which was played, you know what, as luck would have it, that game was actually played 1 year ago tomorrow back at the MAC in West Long Branch.
Well, you have the Hawks with nine freshmen, Eddie. Nine freshmen on the Hawks. They have no seniors on the team, three sophomores and four juniors. The team is completely different from a year ago. Gone are the familiar faces of Jesse Steele and Ed Waite. And like you said, we don't really want to call them the baby Hawks, but they are really, really young. Hofstra is a little different in a way that they brought in graduate students. But they have some grad students who are going to take on that leadership role and that scoring role. So look for Upshaw and Deion Nesmith to really be the scoring leaders. They do bring back some guys down low that are going to look to rebound and offensive rebound and have some putbacks. But it's going to be interesting to see where their guard and perimeter scoring is going to come from. We assume it's going to come from Nesmith and Upshaw.
Did get final word on who the fifth Hofstra starter will be. And Steve mentioned it. We talked about the transfers who aren't playing. Well, the ones that are, Nesmith, Zeke Upshaw, a transfer from Illinois State. He'll play as well. And they're actually both going to start. Run you down that Hofstra starting lineup. Jordan Allen, Deion Nesmith, Jamal Robinson, Stephen Waconi, and Musa Kone. We mentioned Hofstra's top five scorers from last year gone. Well, numbers 6 and 7 were Waconi and Kone. So they'll get the start in this game. Coach Rice, year 3. Coach Mihalik, year 1. And we are just about ready for action as the Hawks will take the court in their road midnight blue, new and snazzy looking uniforms, I think. Monmouth scripted across the chest, number in white on the front and back. I kind of like those unis.
They look great, and something I've never seen before, they have last names on the back.
You know why? That is a MAC rule. The MAC conference, the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, says you have to have names on the back of your jerseys. See, one actually, Steve, already, we got one quick change from what we thought was going to be the projected starting lineup. Never works out that way, does it? Waconi will not start. He'll be off the bench. It'll be Allen, Zeke Upshaw, Deion Nesmith, Jamal Robinson, and Musa Kone. Hofstra in their home yellows. Hofstra in blue across the chest. Tonight's tip is presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Kone and Tillman to tip things up right in front of us. Monmouth right to left. Hofstra left to right. Tip is controlled by Tillman, and the Monmouth Hawks will have the season's first possession moving to our left. Robinson will call out signals. Throw it over to Andrew Nicholas. He'll drive right baseline. And he'll be called for stepping out of bounds. 15 seconds into the season, we have our first turnover.
One of my first keys to the game, Eddie, that I wrote down was taking care of the ball. You have your first turnover 15 seconds in. Hawks with a young team on the road. You got to take care of the ball.
Hofstra into a bit of a motion set here. Nesmith has it top of the key. Throws it down low. Allen. Double team, kicks it out, jumper on the way, no good, short for Robinson. Rebound comes out to Robinson for Monmouth. Justin Robinson in transition. Hands one off to Nicholas. Red bobbled it, gets it back, spins down low, wild shot is no good. Rebound cleared by Hofstra.
It's two out of control drives off the bat for Nicholas.
Tough shot in the lane and a foul going to the basket. Jordan Allen will be hacked going up. They'll call that foul. I believe they're going to get... Didn't see an initial call. I believe Tyrone O'Garrow, Steve, will get called for that foul.
Yeah, and I expect more from Red. He's really the upperclassman leader. He has to be the steady influence at the offensive end. Driving into two and three guys, that's not what he needs to be this year. He has to be the steadying leadership upperclassman influence.
Jordan Allen, the sophomore from right here in Bayshore, New York, at the line. Last season started 25 games. He appeared in 32, scored 5 points per game. Goes 1 of 2 here. Rebound cleared by Zach Tillman for Monmouth. 1-0, the Pride lead. We've played 1 minute. Full court pressure here. Monmouth breaks it easily. Deion Jones slashing to the basket, no good. Gets an offensive rebound, is put back, no good, but he's fouled. Two free throws coming for Deion.
Second key to the game. It's all working out really well so far, Eddie. I wrote down, adjusting on the fly. Mihalik is a guy that likes to switch defenses. He'll go to a matchup zone. That time it looked like he went to a little 1-2-2 half-court trap. The Hawks broke it. Deion Jones is able to get to the rim and draw a foul.
So the Towson transfer makes his first free throw in a Monmouth uniform. We're tied at 1. Steve, a player I think we both like in Deion Jones, has kind of, and I say this with all due respect, kind of old man game. You know, he's kind of herky-jerky around the basket. Makes his first two free throws here.
very talented. When he first came in, I thought he was just kind of a scrapper, but the more I watched him, he's very skilled and very talented and can do a lot of things on the court.
And here we see a blocking foul on Andrew Nicholas in the backcourt as Monmouth tried to up the pressure. And you spoke to one of the officials before the game, and I know that's going to be something to keep an eye on all season.
There's a couple of points of emphasis this year. The perimeter play, the contact on the perimeter. We're going to see a lot of fouls early on in college basketball. They want to eliminate hand checking. The other thing, which is very interesting, we'll see how refs call it, is the block charge. They want to see less charges and more blocks.
Jordan Allen here throws one away as Hofstra tried to get the ball down low. That turnover will give it back to Monmouth, leading 2-1. Little full court pressure here from Hofstra. Robinson splits it, no problem. Over to Jones, skip pass O'Gara. Top of the key, Robinson pumps it a three, throws it down low to Tillman. Left block, Big Zach. Skip pass over to Jones, attacks the basket. Dion misses the shot, batted ball, comes down to Hofstra. Nesmith, head of steam in the full court. Kicks it out, corner triple on the way, too strong. Offensive rebound, Upshaw. Kicks it out, Nesmith triple, no good. O'Gara battles with Allen for the rebound, jump ball. Will give it, actually keep it with Hofstra with 18:09 to go.
One alarming trend in the preseason and in the exhibition game was missed layups for the Hawks. I watched a lot of practice, and they missed a lot of layups, and I think you're going to see that with the young guys, you know, maybe not used to the speed of the game and the contact, but that's something that the Hawks have to take advantage of. They have to make layups.
Monmouth leads Hofstra 2-1. Pride inbounds. Allen swings it. Upshaw triple. Good. 4-2, Hofstra.
Zeke Upshaw, we mentioned him in the pregame. He's a grad student. He's going to be a guy that Hofstra's going to rely on to score, just like Nesmith.
Appeared in 62 games for Illinois State. Averaged just under 2 points a game. 17:45 to go first half. Nicholas catch and shoot, too strong. Rebound to Musa Kone. Nesmith running the point here. Picks up his dribble and now hands it off to Upshaw. Hofstra in the half court leading 4-2. Top of the key screen. Deep triple from Upshaw. No good. Rebound pulled down by Deion Jones. Robinson into the front court now. Into the corner. Nicholas catch and shoot triple. Good. 5-4, Monmouth.
You're going to see that a lot this year. Justin Robinson in transition, finding shooters. Nicholas, we know, likes to let it fly. This time he knocks it in.
First triple of the season, Monmouth leading by a point. Allen swings it left wing. Jamal Robinson, top of the key, Deion Nesmith. Feels weird saying his name on the other side. Robinson puts it on the floor, gets around Deion Jones and lays it in.
That's too easy right there for the Hawks. Not good on the ball defense by Jones, and somebody's got to step in and help.
But the Hawks trailing 6-5. Tyrone O'Gara called for a travel straight away. Two new players check in each way. Chris Jenkins, a freshman guard, checks in for Hofstra. They also bring into the game for the first time senior Stephen Wacconi. From Monmouth, Greg Nowak comes into the game as well as Chris Brady, two freshmen.
And that mistake by O'Gara, he's just got to slow down. He's trying to do too much at once. He catches the ball and tries to put three moves into one. He's just got to slow it down and facilitate the offense.
Triple try for Nesmith, too strong. Big Chris Brady pulls it down. Brady's listed at 6'10". He looks a lot bigger than that out there, Steve. Nowak, top of the key. Left wing, Nicholas, 16:20 to go, first half. Brady in the block, picks up his dribble. Top of the key to Robinson. He'll pull for a long two, no good. Rebound comes down to Jenkins. Long pass ahead of everybody. Lefty layup is missed in transition, but Nowak will be called for a foul as he got Jordan Allen on the arm.
One of the drills the Hawks do in practice is pitch ahead layups. Deion Nesmith really taking it back a little bit. Got some practice doing pitch ahead layups. Nesmith with a nice pass up ahead.
And you got to think either of these teams will love transition baskets. In this one is the lefty Allen. Misses his first free throw. Josh James will come in. He'll take out his classmate, Justin Robinson. So now our first look at James.
And I love this move from Coach Rice. They had James starting in the exhibition game. I think it helps them bringing James off the bench. He's able to be the backup point guard. I really like that move from Coach Rice.
Missed free throw. Offensive rebound for Hofstra. They miss a triple try. Down low, Allen comes away with one and lays it in. 8-5 Hofstra. So far, offensive rebounds hurting the Hawks, Steve, as they trail by three. James finds Nowak. Down low, Brady. Lefty layup. Too strong. Rebound to Waconi. They push it. Jenkins and Nesmith now. Dion right around red. Cannot lay it in. Nicholas with the rebound. No, he wants to push. 3-on-2 if the Hawks hurry. Nicholas. All kinds of disjointed. Waits for everyone to join him. Josh James will now run the show. 15:25 to go. Hawks trail by three. James, spin at the foul line. Gets his man in the air. Layup in the lane is good. Nice move by the freshman.
Nice move by Josh James. Getting into the lane. A little head fake and then dip under. He might have gotten away with a walk, but nice move.
Now he'll guard Dion Nesmith. Back the other way. Jenkins, catch and shoot three. Good. 11-7. Hofstra leads Monmouth. Jenkins, a big-time shooter in high school. Went to Gill St. Bernard's in North Jersey. Nicholas, top of the key. Backdoor find to Deion Jones, who lays it in.
The Hawks have been working on that all preseason long. That little open offense, cutting back door. Nice job by Deion Jones. Nice cut.
Foul, offensive foul. It'll go the other way. They're going to get Jordan Allen for setting an illegal screen, top of the key. And that will get us to the season's first media timeout. Monmouth trails Hofstra 11-9, 14:33 to go in the first half. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth fans, the Hawks will be playing their inaugural Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference men's basketball game on December 5th. That game will be on ESPN3. We want you to help pack the MAC at 7 p.m. to support the Hawks as they make their first appearance in MAC play against rival Rider on campus. Tonight, season opener, Monmouth trails Hofstra by 2, 11-9, 14:33 to go. First half at the MAC Sports Complex. We're live on Hempstead, Long Island. Steve, 5.5 minutes gone by this season. First take of this Monmouth team.
Well, I'll tell you what I really like. I like Josh James coming off the bench right now to be the backup point guard, and he comes in, he's able to get a bucket. He's a scoring guard. He's not really a true point guard, but he's a guy who can play. He's a good defender. He can play both guard positions. He can guard both guard positions. And nice seeing him get to the basket and get going. I would like to see Coach Rice turn up the heat a little bit, full court-wise. With Gonzalez being out of this game, they don't really have a point guard. And you can tell already that they don't really have a natural point guard on the floor. Nesmith isn't really a point guard. He's more of a shooting guard. I think the Hawks should really look to turn up the heat, go do some full court press, try to trap a little bit, and maybe scrap the game up for some turnovers.
Taking a page out of that, as Monmouth inbounds, Hofstra will pressure full. Same five for MU as before the timeout is Josh James. Brings it across the timeline. Over to Deion Jones. Ball out of bounds. It's off of Deion Nesmith. Hawks will retain. 26 on the shot clock.
You know, the Hawks have their own half-court trapping defense that they like to do as well. They should be kind of used to guarding against the half-court trap. Or playing offense against it, excuse me.
James directing players now. Nicholas catch and drive from the left wing. Tough shot. Contested shot. He airballed it. Out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of Deion Jones. It'll go back to Hofstra. And, Steve, I know Andrew Nicholas has the green light, but maybe he should have more of a red light, pun intended.
Well, just not a good drive. He's had three drives so far in this game where he's really driving into nobody. His shots are going to come out of the offense. He just has to be more patient.
Drive and foul to the basket. Zeke Upshaw hammered going up as he attacks. Hofstra leading by two and 14:03. To go. He'll have a couple of free throws coming. Upshaw, 6'6 graduate student from Chicago, played before coming to Hofstra at Illinois State.
That's something with Chris Brady. He's very long. He's going to be able to block some shots and get rebounds, but he's not the quickest
He doesn't guard the screen and roll very well, so when he gets caught on the perimeter guarding somebody, it's going to be bad news for the Hawks. The Hawks are going to have to find a way to guard screens better when Brady's involved.
Upshaw made his first free throw. Justin Robinson checked back in. Deion Jones takes a seat. So the two freshman guards, Steve, will be in the game. As the second free throw is also good, and that'll get Jamal Robinson back into this one.
What Robinson and Josh James lack in size, Eddie, they make up for in swag. Is that what they call it these days?
I believe they do. Well done.
A lot of swag out of those two.
A lot of toughness, a lot of swag out of those two. And Robinson, a player I know we both really like, will run the show.
Now he's arguably, Eddie, probably the Hawks' most important player this year. He's going to have to play, I don't know, 30 minutes a night playing point guard.
Harry finds his classmate James. Nice shuffle pass down low to Ogaro, who lays it in. Monmouth cuts that lead to 13-11.
I'd love for Coach Rice to turn up the heat. Maybe he's waiting for it. Maybe waiting for the second half. But we know Deion Nesmith's not a point guard. Nothing against him. That's just not his position. I'd like to see the Hawks turn up the pressure.
Jenkins catch and shoot again. He got another one to go. 16-11. That's his game. Catch it and let it fly. Robinson. Threw one to Nicholas. Tough play as it went off of the leg of Red. And send it back to the Pride, leading 16-11, 13-13 to go.
Jenkins has proved to be a knockdown shooter. He's got it going this game. Now you have to watch your help off of him.
Led his team, his senior year, to the number 17 ranking in the state by the Star Ledger back in Jersey. Nesmith drives. Tough shot in the lane. Got it. Hofstra, 18. Monmouth, 11. Justin Robinson back the other way for Monmouth. Ogaro swings it to Nicholas on the left wing. Top of the key, Josh James. James puts it on the floor. Kicks it out to Nicholas. Picks up his dribble back to James. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. 15 seconds. Robinson splits a double team. Floater in the lane is good.
We're going to see that for 4 years, Eddie, and that's going to be a lot of fun to see. Robinson coming off the screen, then split in two defenders. Nice floater in the lane. He's going to need to use that floater throughout his whole career since he does lack a little bit of size.
Hawks trail by 5. Another triple. Upshaw in and out. The little man, Robinson, with the rebound, wants to push it. Robinson, stutter step, pulls up from the elbow. No good. Rebound to Waconi.
Love the shot, though, from him.
The Pride come back the other way. Upshaw picks up his dribble. Top of the key. Robinson three. No good. Offensive rebound. Waconi. Putback miss. Chris Brady with the rebound. Ogaro now. Under 12 to go. Over to James. James. Over to Robinson. One extra pass. Nicholas three. Too strong. Rebound caught by Robinson on the dead run. Jamal Robinson. One on three. Good hard foul by Josh James to stop the layup.
I love the extra pass from Justin Robinson. Great play. He just scored a basket, drew the defender, kicked the Red for a shot. Red was unable to knock it down. However, long rebound. Hawks have to get back off the shot.
Monmouth trails Hofstra 18-13, 11:40 to go. First half, we step out for 30 seconds here on your home for Hawks basketball, the Shore Sports Network. Fans, the Hawks would like to thank their good friends and premier sponsors at World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue, Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McLoon's Restaurants, and Surf Taco, and all of their great locations for their tremendous support throughout the entire basketball season. We also want to remind you that Monmouth football is not done yet. The Hawks have 3 games left starting tomorrow, the last 3 of the year. 2 on the road, 1 at home. Matt Harmon and myself on the air at 12 noon when Monmouth travels to Staten Island to take on Wagner. And then the Hawks the next week will go up to Bryant for a 12 noon kickoff as well before ending up things at home back on November 23rd at 12 p.m. at Kessler Field. But right now, we are knee-deep in the opening night of college basketball season. Steve Bazaz, former NCAA tournament participant. Eddie Acapinti, merely a broadcaster, live with you here with Monmouth trailing Hofstra, 18-13, 11:40 to go. We also want to say good evening to our good friend, Ray Malaspina, engineering the broadcast back in the studios. Hey, I got a question for you. What do you, me, and Ray all have in common? And Matt.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say a WMCX radio.
We were all WMCX, Monmouth University radio alums, and Monmouth University alums. As we're back from timeout, Jamal Robinson will have two free throws, Steve, with Monmouth trailing by five.
You know, I had a fear going into this game that with all the points of emphasis and the kind of the rules changes, and we've seen that the past couple years, the Hawks tend to get in foul trouble early. I'm actually kind of pleasantly surprised that they only have five team fouls right now. I was kind of fearing that that could be in double digits by right now, but it's only five, and, you know, not so bad.
One of two free throws. Monmouth will come back the other way and turn it over as Max DeLeo loses it out of play. He's into the game for the first time, along with Marcelo Hudiger.
And Max had a clear run to the basket, just lost the dribble, and he had a layup.
Here a turnover. Nice defensive play by Max, forcing one. Hawks push it up. Nicholas is fouled before he can get moving to the basket. That will go on Jamal Robinson, his first foul, the third against Hofstra. Can I get a stat sheet, by the way? I'm number hungry right now.
That would be nice.
Hawks trail by six. DeLeo, right wing. Top of the key, it's Justin Robinson. Rejects the screen to the basket. Layup is good. What a move by the newcomer.
Justin Robinson is proving his value already, and he's going to be so much fun to watch. Just getting a screen, rejecting the screen, going the other way. It looks like Hudiger sealed off his man, and Robinson was able to get to the basket for a clear layup.
Hawks trail by four, 19-15. Kone at the elbow, around Hudiger, misses the shot. Good box out by Ogaro as Hudiger gets the rebound.
And all the big guys bring something different. Hudiger's more of the big, bulky kind of guy.
Robinson catch and pull at a three is short. Hudiger offensive rebound, but he stepped out of play, giving it back to Hofstra with 10:36 to go.
So Hudiger's the big, bulky one. He's going to body you a little bit. Brady's more the tall, lean, long guy, block shots, get rebounds. And Tillman's the more skilled offensive player of all three of them. So they all kind of bring something different.
That Monmouth lineup, Justin Robinson, Max DeLeo, Tyrone Ogaro, Red Nicholas, Marcelo Hudiger. Robinson drives, whistle in the lane, offensive foul. Max DeLeo drawing a charge on Jamal Robinson. So we heard the points of emphasis. That time, Max was set and set early.
You have to be set early. They say you have to be set before the offensive player makes his move. You have to be in the area before he even makes a basketball move.
Hawks trail 19-15, 10:18 to go, first half. Robinson to Nicholas. Hudiger caught it, nowhere to go with it. Whistle away from the ball as Ogaro was fouled by Jordan Allen. That's Allen's second, the fifth foul on the Hofstra Pride.
That time Hudiger, because of the trap, he was wide open in the middle. He's just got to dive down the lane, get the ball, and just put it in. Slam it home. If he's too far away, take one dribble and go up strong.
And it was actually, I think, Nicholas's fault, you could say. He gave it to him too early. Robinson skipped past DeLeo, triple. Too strong. Jamal Robinson, rebound and go. Midway through the first half, Monmouth trails by four. Upshaw, lefty layup all the way to the basket.
And just not good transition defense there from the Hawks. That's way too easy for Upshaw to catch, rip through, and get to the rim and score.
Hawks trail 21-15. Nicholas, lob attempt for Ogaro, who lays it in. I thought it was too high, but Tyrone got to it.
You know, the Hawks really run a lot of nice sets. And that time, they ran a little screen with the big guys. Ogaro gets inside position and then seals. Red lobs it up to him, and Ogaro is able to put it in.
Steve, you look at the lineup right now for Hofstra. They have no point guard, and here they turn it over. DeLeo forces the five-second call on Jordan Allen. Say what you want about Max DeLeo. That's why he plays the game.
And that's why Coach Rice plays him so much, because for what he lacks with his offensive skill, he makes up with hustle and with his defense. He's caused three Hofstra turnovers since he's been in.
Hudiger takes a seat. Zach Tillman checks into this one. Hofstra will now sit back in a zone as Nesmith and Waconi check back in. Robinson tries to penetrate the zone. Over to DeLeo. Short corner, Nicholas on the left side. DeLeo driving kick out to Robinson. Three from straight away, in and out. Ogaro tipped the offensive rebound. Hustling, it falls to Kone, and there's a whistle. We may have an injury right in front of us, Steve, as Ogaro hit the deck very hard. There was a foul called. They're going to call it on Andrew Nicholas. I actually thought it should have been a travel call. I thought Red got out of the way. But nevertheless, it'll go back to Hofstra, leading Monmouth 21-17.
Ah, it's a tough call. Tough call on Red. It could have been a walk. I would have liked to see just play on. I don't think Red bumped him at all, to be honest with you. But sometimes when bodies fly on the ground, you hear a whistle.
Nicholas and O'Garrow, who has since gone to the ground and he's being examined by Vanessa Christensen, the athletic trainer, they go out. Deion Jones, Greg Nowak, check back in. Kone in the right corner. Nesmith, top of the key with DeLeo on him. Deion drives. Floater in the lane. Is missed. Nowak had the rebound, lost it. Nesmith gets it back and puts in a 15-footer.
That's a rebound the Hawks have to get.
Monmouth trails 23-17, 8:34 to go first half. Tillman down low. Makes a couple of moves. Big Zach gets it swatted off the board. DeLeo offensive rebound. Out to Robinson. Back to Max. Down low Tillman. 13 on the shot clock. Big Zach. Move with the right hand. Can't get it to go. And Deion Jones loses the offensive rebound, but they say it's off of Hofstra.
You know, credit the Hawks, though, for attacking the offensive glass. Deion Jones, Max DeLeo, really keeping the ball alive. Down here, Tillman or Nowak has to come up with that rebound.
8:13 to go. Press shot clock for MU. Robinson, right wing. Skip pass to DeLeo. Tried to skip it to Robinson. It was intercepted by Kone. 2-on-1. Leaves one to Jenkins. Thrown behind. Nowak comes up with the interception. Let's go back the other way. Deion Jones is going to spin in the lane. Lefty layup. Can't get it to go. Kone pulls it down. A pickup game broke up. Upshaw to the basket. Lays it in. Pound it and a foul. Blocking foul will be called on Max DeLeo in the restricted area. We've reached the under 8 media. Hofstra leads by that number. 25-17, 7:43 to go. We step out for 60 seconds here on your home for MU Hoops, the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back courtside at the Max Sports Complex on campus at Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Monmouth trails the Pride 25-17, 7:43 to go in this first half. While we have a minute, we'd like to thank our good friends at the Asbury Park Press for their continued support of MU Hoops on the Shore Sports Network. To subscribe to the Asbury Park Press, visit their website at app.com/subscribe, and also stay tuned at halftime. We'll be joined. I'll tell you, it's a year of transition. A lot of new Hawks playing for Coach Rice. Well, Monmouth has a new beat writer from the Asbury Park Press, and we'll welcome him in. Josh Newman will join us at halftime. We'll get his take on his first half of MU basketball as the normal full-time beat writer. You can read Josh's stuff and the Hawks Nest on app.com, as well as in tomorrow's edition of the Asbury Park Press.
Eddie, I'd love to get a stat sheet. it seems to be a turnover-plagued game. I'd like to see if the stats back that up. I'm glad also to see that Colin Stewart has entered the game. We'll see if Hofstra adjusts to that. Colin Stewart is an excellent shooter, and he's now playing in his first action of college basketball. But with that zone that Hofstra was playing, like you said at the timeout, on that skip pass has to go to a shooter. Colin Stewart's now in. We'll see if he can get some open looks.
After Upshaw made his free throw, Monmouth trails by 9. Hawks moving it around the perimeter here. Stewart checked into the game with Brady and James, and they're now in the contest. Brady out to Stewart. His first shot is blocked, but he gets it back. Goes over to Josh James. Lefty layup is no good. Rebound taken down by Walcone.
The big guys on Monmouth are doing a good job, though, that when the guards drive, they're screening their man and sealing them off for open drives to the basket.
Upshaw missed it. Kone came down with the offensive rebound. Down low, his shot is missed. O'Garrow pulls it down. Good to see Tyrone not being injured and into the game. James will attack the basket and lay it in to cut it to 26-19.
Something that struck me about Josh James in the summer when he first got here. I thought he would have been a little quicker, but I think that's just him adjusting to the game. He was also banged up a little bit, but he's so, so strong. We're going to see a lot of that from Josh James in his career, getting to the rim and scoring at the basket.
Hawks trail by 7, 6:35 to go. Nesmith will try a three, and he'll rattle it home to give Hofstra a 10-point lead.
Josh James is kind of like the younger version of Deion Nesmith. Very similar players.
Well, the elder one there getting the three to go with 6:20 to go first half. James splits a double team, and he'll be called for traveling as he got into the lane. We'll get our first look at Darren Payen, 6'8 sophomore from Milford, Connecticut, for Hofstra. He'll take out Kone. Steve, I'm going to echo your point from earlier. I think Monmouth needs to speed this game up and do so defensively. You know, the MU was so good last year. They forced 20 turnovers or more 11 times. They could do it easily tonight.
I completely agree. And right on cue, Eddie Nesmith, miscommunication there, throws the ball out of bounds on a backdoor pass. But I completely agree. They don't have a point guard. We've seen Hofstra does not have a true point guard. Maybe Coach Rice is saving it for the second half.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to see the Hawks turn up the pressure full court.
Hawks trail by 10. Stewart turns it over in the corner. Jenkins to Nesmith. Jones. Whoa, what a dunk by Darren Payen in transition. He'll get called for a tee for hanging on the rim, but he followed the miss with a monstrous two-handed throwdown to give Hofstra a 12-point lead.
Well, that was one heck of a throwdown by Payen on the missed shot. He slams it back in, but what you can't do after you dunk is pull yourself up on the rim. That's what he did, so he gets teed up to see if the Hawks can take advantage.
Yeah, we need a Monmouth player shooting some free throws here, and I'll tell you what, if you're Hofstra, you take the tee all day because it means you dunked and you got momentum and you have a 31-19 lead as Deion Jones will shoot the technical free throws. I thought Deion Jones was going to shoot the free throws. They pulled him away. Now the referees are going to talk with 5:52 to go in this first half.
Yeah, it seems like Justin Robinson's been out for a while, doesn't it? And in reality, the Hawks play so much better with him on the floor. So I would like, it would be nice to see Justin Robinson get back into this game. Hofstra's already got 31 points. I know the coaching staff can't be happy with that, as they do pride themselves on defense. The 31 points, still 6 minutes to go in this first half. Too many points.
Coach Rice has taken a 30-second timeout. It'll let us a couple seconds to thank our friends at the NJEA for their continued support of MU Hoops on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the New Jersey Education Association, they work to make public schools great for every child. It also will allow us to thank our good friends at Scala's Pizzeria. That sounds great right about now, doesn't it?
Yes.
Maybe get a slice. We need to have Faz stay open late when we get home. Scala's is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, go visit them in West End or call them at 732-222-8728. All right, now back to the action. Deion Jones will shoot our technical free throws. Steve, we'll have to see what happens after the tee, because it was called after a missed, or rather a made dunk. So we'll have to see the scenario as Jones makes the free throw. And he has one more with 5 minutes, 52 seconds to go in the first half. Deion made them both, so it's an even 10-point Hofstra lead, 31-21. Monmouth will get the ball back. They were going to anyway because it was a made dunk. So we'll see if Monmouth can make this, Steve, a 4- or potentially 5-point trip down the floor.
And Hofstra's doing a really good job of switching up their defense. They're going man. They're going 1-2-2, three-quarter court press. They're going dropping back into a matchup zone. So they're doing a lot of different things. The Hawks are trying to adjust here. We'll see if we can get any shots to go down.
Nicholas gets a triple to go from the wing. That's a big possession for MU, cutting the Hofstra lead to 31-24.
It's a 5-point possession. He had the Deion Jones technical foul shots. And now Andrew Nicholas with the 3-point shot.
Nesmith back the other way. Drive and kick. Jenkins triple. He is stroking it tonight. His third three gives Hofstra back to a 10-point lead.
He's just with two open. He's already hit two threes. He's wide open there. Somebody's got to close out.
Deion Jones is fouled going to the basket. That foul will go on the player that the tee was assessed to, Darren Payen. His first foul, the sixth on Hofstra. Free throws coming for Deion Jones.
Now, I really like Deion Jones, and he's actually a really, really good guy, too. Deion Jones, a lot of fun seeing him around the gym. He's a really good guy. What I don't like about Deion Jones is that when he goes to the basket, he kind of just goes so hard as he makes the first shot. He kind of goes so hard and just seems to throw the ball at the rim. Instead of actually going hard and concentrating on finishing at the rim, he just seems to go at the rim and just throw it up there expecting it to go in. I think he's got to be better with that as his career goes on, especially as a leader, a leading scorer for this team. He's really got to get better around the rim.
Well, he makes both free throws here. He is the leading scorer right now with 8 points for Monmouth. That's the deficit, 34-26, as Justin Robinson checks back in. And Musa Kone for Hofstra. Another Jenkins three. Another one. He's too good of a shooter to leave open. Hofstra leads by 11.
I just don't understand. He's proven to be the best shooter on the floor, and he's getting wide open looks. I know the Hawks trapped there. Hofstra broke the trap. People had to rotate. Jenkins gets open.
Nicholas will try to answer, and he will. Cold-blooded triple from Andrew Nicholas.
Something that we see from Nicholas over his first 2 years of his career, that when he gets going, he can really start filling it up.
And you said it. His shots will come. The last two were good looks. Nesmith three, too strong. Tipped rebound. Deion Jones taps it over to O'Gara. He'll wait for his teammates to join him. Robinson into the lane. Picks up his dribble. Nice find to Deion Jones down low. He misses it. Chris Brady tips it in, and Monmouth has cut the lead to 37-31.
And that's why you recruit size, Eddie, because of plays like that, tip-ins around the rim, offensive rebounds, Brady able to get the tip in to go.
Under four to go. Monmouth down by six. Wakoni will drive around Brady and lay it in off the window.
We mentioned that earlier in the game. Chris Brady having to guard guys on the perimeter is going to be tough. He's not the fleetest of foot, so that's a tough matchup for him.
You know what? Give the shot to Wakoni, though. Make him a jump shooter. Nicholas finds O'Gara down low. Skips it over. Deion Jones, three, too strong. Brady tips the rebound a couple times. Still tipped. Loose ball. Comes away to Nesmith. Ahead to Kone. Lost it. Got it back. Misses the layup. Nicholas with the rebound. Now Robinson will push for MU. Little Justin. Beautiful bounce pass to O'Gara, who lays it in transition. What a find from the freshman.
Justin Robinson is so much fun to watch. I love him as a player. And that was a great run by Tyrone O'Gara, who hustled all the way down the floor to contest the layup. And then he rim ran all the way down the floor again to get a layup attempt. Great job by O'Gara. And that's the motor that Tyrone O'Gara has.
30-second timeout by Joe Mihalik. Monmouth trails 39-33. 3:17 to go. Next whistle gets us our under four media. Marcelo Hudiger, Greg Nowak, Steve, will check in, but I want your take on it, because I don't want to say I'm impressed with the way Monmouth's played, but I am pleasantly surprised with the effort, and just they haven't made a ton of shots, but they're playing good basketball.
They're playing good basketball in spurts, and I'll tell you the main difference when Justin Robinson's on the floor. It really makes a total difference. I mean, you could arguably say he's the smallest guy on the floor. He's a freshman. He's in his first college basketball game, but he might be the Hawks' most important player this year at the point guard position.
I wouldn't agree with you, I wouldn't disagree with you. Sorry. Monmouth down by six, digging in defensively. They get Jenkins free again. This one in and out. Deion Jones with the rebound. Justin Robinson, head up in transition. Monmouth down by six, 2:50 to go. Robinson drives right around Kone. Wraparound pass out to Jones. 18-foot jumper short. Rebound pulled down by Kone.
Robinson making something happen again, getting to the rim, drawing the big guys, dishing out. You want to see Jones knock that shot down.
Nesmith drives. He tried to kick it out to Upshaw. It was deflected out of play, and we'll get the media. 2:35 to go, first half. Hofstra 39, Monmouth 33. We step out for 60 seconds right here on the Shore Sports Network. Alongside Steve Bazaz, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. We are back at the Max Sports Complex. We are in Hempstead, New York, on Long Island, where Monmouth trails Hofstra 39-33 with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to go here in this opening half of basketball. Monmouth is paced by Deion Jones in this game early on. Steve, Justin Robinson has been good as well. And now I think Monmouth's biggest hurdle is cutting this lead further than 6, which is where it's been for seemingly the last 2 or 3 minutes.
And something that we've noticed, too, is the Hawks' defensive intensity with this run that they've gone on. Really, since that dunk and then the technical, the momentum has changed into the Hawks' favor, and the defensive intensity has really picked up.
Monmouth comes out with Max DeLeo, Justin Robinson, Ogaro, Jones, and Hudiger. And, Steve, it looks like almost a little matchup zone here by Coach Rice. Upshaw drives. Nice bounce pass down low to Kone, who dunks it with two hands.
Again, too easy on the drive, though.
Hawks trail now by 8, 2:15 to go, first half. Down low, Hudiger. Finds its way to Deion Jones for three. Swishes it right in front of the Hofstra bench.
A big shot from Deion Jones there. Stepping into the shot. Nice extra pass there from Max DeLeo. And a great kick out by Hudiger. Catching the ball, looking opposite, kicking it out.
Hawks now trail by five. Jenkins, catch and shoot. Another one. This one inside the arc.
Contested shot, though. You assigned for that shot.
A contested two also, which is the best shot a defense can force. My inner Hubie Brown, by the way.
Well done.
95 seconds to go, first half. Monmouth trails 43-36. Jones down low to Hudiger. Wraparound fine to Robinson. Now we'll go top of the key. Jones, a deep triple. In and out. Rebound snatched out of the air by Musa Kone. 1 minute, 15 seconds to go. And a pretty entertaining first half of basketball. Here, Deion Nesmith knocks over Max DeLeo. An offensive foul on Deion. His first, the seventh, against the Hofstra Pride.
They should start keeping the stat of how many turnovers Max DeLeo forces when he comes in. Max DeLeo with nice on-the-ball pressure on Nesmith there. Nesmith pushes off. From my own count, I think Max has forced four or five turnovers in his first half.
DeLeo takes a seat. Andrew Nicholas in. Hofstra in zone. Monmouth working it around the perimeter. Jones over to Nicholas. Down low to Ogaro. Tyrone attacks the basket but misses the dunk. Hudiger offensive rebound. Marcelo short shot in the lane is no good. And the rebound taken by Payen. Under 45 seconds to go. Nesmith to Upshaw. Fine down low. Payen lays it in. He lost to Hudiger.
Hawks should hold for one here.
There's about a second and a half differential between the game and the shot clock. And Robinson will do just that. Monmouth trails 45-36. Robinson just dribbling the ball right on the Hofstra H with now 16 seconds to go. Going to wind this clock all the way down. Gets the go signal from Coach Rice. Turns the corner. Hand off to Nicholas. Contested three. He was fouled. Foul called by Zeke Upshaw. Three free throws coming for Andrew Nicholas with 4.8 seconds to go.
This is an important possession here for the Hawks. See if Red can take advantage of making these three free throws. I would like to see Coach Rice sub on the third make, stop play, let him set up his defense. Instead of the third make goes in, Hofstra inbounds the ball real fast and tries to get a scramble play. All right?
Wow.
Right, thank you. Instead, he subs on the third make, stops play, Red misses the first, and then the Hawks can set up their defense, not letting anything in transition happen.
The first part of that, though, Nicholas has to make some free throws.
Absolutely.
He's too good of a shooter to struggle from the line. And he missed the first, and he missed the second. Josh James, Chris Brady come into the game. They take out Robinson and Hudiger.
Not a bad sub here by Coach Rice. I'd love for him to bring somebody else in right now. But if there is a miss, Brady's so long, maybe he can back tap. Maybe Brady can back tap to one of the guards here. The guards can get a shot attempt if Red does miss this third one.
He'll try to make his third. And he missed all three. Ogaro had the offensive rebound, but he fell down with the ball still attached to his arm. And it'll send it back to Hofstra. There actually is going to be a foul call.
They called a foul. On Hofstra.
Wow, tough call against Hofstra. I think they got Deion Nesmith for the foul, too. If it is, it's Deion's second. That's a tough... Coach Mihalik pleading his case. Very difficult foul against Hofstra. And the shooter should be Ogaro with 3.5 seconds to go. here in this first half.
And the same thing. All right, you have 1-1. So Brady's in to maybe back tap on a miss. You don't, obviously don't want to get a foul. But also, after the second shot, Max is probably going to come in and stop play.
1-1 for O'Gara. Monmouth missed four free throws in a row there, but Deion Jones got the offensive rebound and then threw it out of play. Hofstra blocked it. They're going to sub Max DeLeo now because he was just at the table anyway. He'll take out Nicholas. Kone will check in for Waconi. Steve, 0-4, Monmouth not able to hit a free throw here in the final 10 seconds. DeLeo will inbound with .6. Gets it into James. His shot, an air ball, and we'll go to halftime with Monmouth trailing Hofstra 45-36. Big first half for Chris Jenkins. He has 14 for the Pride. Deion Jones with 11 for Monmouth, and Steve, the Hawks trail by 9 at intermission.
It's such a frustrating way to end the first half. The Hawks had a lot of momentum. Red goes to the line after shooting a 3 and getting fouled. He misses all 3 free throws. They get a fortunate call. O'Garo goes to the line for a 1-1, and then he misses the front end. Deion Jones gets the rebound. Looks like there was some contact there, but there's no call, and probably because, you know, the O'Garo call was a fortunate call for the Hawks, so the referees aren't going to make another call like that. So Deion Jones just has to get the ball and go up strong. He was kind of fading away from the rim there. But that's just a really tough way for the Hawks to go out in the first half, that they're having a lot of momentum.
45-36 is our halftime score. Monmouth trails Hofstra. We are now at halftime. We'll get some statistics. We'll also talk to our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. And we'll take a look at some of the MAC scores around the country during our halftime. Monmouth trails the Pride by 9. We are on campus at Hofstra. It is opening night in college basketball. We'll see if MU has a second half comeback in them. Steve and I will take a couple of minute timeout, and we'll bring it back with Josh Newman after a 2-minute timeout, right? And we'll bring it back courtside here on your home for MU basketball, the Shore Sports Network.